20 myths about estate planning. What you don't know can hurt you. Let's talk for just a moment about what this book is and what it is not. First, what it is. This book is an effort to dispel much of the myth and misinformation that are so common in our society on the subject of estate planning and its related subjects. This book is a short discussion of various subjects related to estate planning. And finally, this book is a straightforward summary of potentially complex matters. Now for what this book is not. This book intentionally is not legal advice specifically tailored to your particular facts and circumstances. Also, this book is not a detailed examination of various legal rules and their exceptions. And likewise, this book is not a legal treatise or any sort of legal publication. Rather, this book is intended to help the average person gain a greater understanding of the world of estate planning from the perspective of an average, normal, non-lawyer person. For me, this is personal. Unlike many of my attorney colleagues, I did not dream of courtrooms and boardrooms when I was a child. For much of my childhood, I wanted to play football for the Dallas Cowboys. And even after life's realities dispelled that vision of my future, I had various other plans during my formative years. At Utah State, I was a political science major, and law school at that time was something of an afterthought. During my first year of law school at BYU, my father was dying of cancer. My father and mother therefore sought legal counsel on how to plan their estate and to get things in order. Unfortunately, they went to what seemed to be a very reputable and very competent estate planning attorney, the local Jedi master of estate planners, as it were. But my parents received some very poor counsel. As a result, if my mother had passed away any time during a number of years following my father's death, her estate would have owed a six-figure tax bill. My widowed mother lost a lot of sleep worrying about this. And in contrast, had my parents received proper estate planning counsel prior to my father's passing, my mother could have been saved from all of that unnecessary worry and stress. So right from the start, my strong desire at Ferris Law Group was to provide all people with competent estate planning counsel, even and especially if they lived in small communities in Utah. Another fundamental idea I had when I started this firm was to ensure that others did not experience what my parents had experienced, incorrect and inappropriate legal counsel, resulting in unnecessary worry and unneeded waste of family property. This book, therefore, represents my effort to help others find much-needed answers to their estate planning questions. I hope to provide enough information and help through these pages so that readers will know what types of questions they should be asking themselves and their estate planners.